This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady. He represents his state's 8th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Ways and Means Committee as well as the top Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. We want to get his thoughts today as new numbers come out on just the number of jobs that the stimulus has actually created. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me on. I always appreciate it.
Well, we hear so many different estimates. Obviously, since the stimulus has been passed, the unemployment numbers have gone up. But the administration claims, I believe now the number is around 3.5 million jobs saved or created. So they call this a success and not all the money's been spent yet. What do your latest numbers show?
Well, we took a look at the 20 largest metropolitan areas in America. Just ask a question, what's happened since the stimulus began? And now it is almost 18 months. They've spent not quite all of $814 billion, but what it shows is that there are a million fewer workers in our 20 largest communities in the country. And in fact, 17 of the 20 have lost jobs since the stimulus began. So for our major metropolitan areas, the stimulus has been a major disappointment.
How does that compare with what the promises were?
Well, the promise was not only would the unemployment rate go down, but that, if I recall, the president said specifically that if we pass this massive bill, 90% of the new jobs created or saved by it would be in the private sector. Well, it turns out just the opposite. For every federal worker whose job was created under the stimulus in these cities, 13 workers along Main Street in the private sector lost their job. And so the reality turns out to be very troubling and just the opposite of what the president said. The only jobs being created are on the federal payroll. You know, regular jobs, we're still losing them.
Talk a little bit more about the government jobs created. What kind of numbers are we talking about there, and what percentage of any sort of job creation does that consist of?
Well, it is in these major cities, the stimulus created 42,700 federal government jobs, but we lost 557,000 private sector jobs. So overwhelmingly, regular workers who work in small businesses along Main Street took a big hit. They did create federal government jobs, but the problem with that, of course, is they only last as long as taxpayers continue to spend that money for them. And as we know, we're in huge deficits, $1.3 trillion this year alone. So those jobs and that spending can't continue.
Congressman, you know what their argument is to potentially counter that, and that's that, well, without the stimulus plan, it would have been a whole lot worse on the job loss front. Nobody's satisfied with the pace of the economy now, but we're in much better shape than we would have been had this massive stimulus plan not been implemented. How do you react to that?
Yeah, I don't believe that. I think the Federal Reserve Board, to be fair, probably had the greatest impact in stopping the slide. The stimulus, which was directed all toward government type of jobs rather than the private sector, I think has been a terrible disappointment. I actually believe government has become the biggest obstacle to our economic recovery. We normally bounce back much quicker than this. In fact, this recovery, if you can call it that, is three times weaker than the Reagan recovery in just in 1981 and 1982. And so I actually think that argument just doesn't carry water from the president.
It was just in recent days, I believe the president's interview was with the New York Times, where he said he was surprised by the amount of regulation needed to get through before some of this money got out. He was also basically admitting that there's no such thing as a shovel-ready job, which was obviously the hallmark of the new jobs that were supposed to be created by the stimulus. What do you believe that revealed, that comment about the shovel-ready jobs?
You know, I think the president admits, in essence, that the promises that stimulus would be timely and targeted were never going to be the case. And that, in fact, the government's own bureaucracy has slowed down whatever impact the stimulus might have had or has had, minimal at best. And I think, too, it's a reflection of a fairly naive White House that doesn't know how to create jobs, has never met payroll themselves. It simply doesn't know how small businesses and mid-sized businesses actually create new jobs. And I think that's reflected in these numbers and in the the failure of the stimulus.
Congressman, you have an interesting dichotomy on the campaign trail. A lot of course, Democratic seats are considered vulnerable this year, and most of those incumbents are focusing on the issues that would make them seem more moderate, because the general campaign is usually a race to the middle in some of these swing districts. At the same time, the president's out on the campaign trail being very clear that he's very proud of the agenda accomplished over the past 2 years. So as voters look at the competing messages from within the Democratic Party, what do you expect them to come away with?
You know, I think voters are going to trust their own minds and their own hearts. They've watched the arrogance coming out of Washington, the dangerous levels of spending that they hear, wake up every day to hear talks about more tax increases, more regulation, a bigger government, and they're not buying that the health care bill can either be afforded or will lower the health care costs. So, you know, I think the voters are going to trust their own instincts, and in this case, they're right.
Congressman, I know you obviously are running for re-election, but I know you've also been out on the stump for some other Republican candidates. What's, in general, the closing argument, not only for your district, but for Republican candidates around the country?
You know, I think it's pretty clear. If you like the direction the country is going today, you know, stick with Democrats. But if you want a significant change in putting us back on the right track, the Republicans are going to govern by taking all tax increases off the table. We're going to go back to a much smaller government. We're going to have to cut spending to get a glide path to a balanced budget. And we want the government, frankly, out of your life. And so it is a much different agenda than the Democrats have, and we're serious about it.
Well, Congressman, we thank you as always for your time, and this will probably be the last time we chat before Election Day. So thank you very much for all the attention and the insight you've given us over the past Congress.
Thank you, Greg. Take care.
You too, sir. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, Republican from his state's 8th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.